Rick Stacy is a man of immense passion for causes to help mankind. For example, when he discovered the United States had enough chairs, he fought to halt the needless manufacturing of new ones. Here he is with the Sunny Update, and he's sitting on one right now. Here's Rick Stacy.
Brought to you by Victory Casino Cruises. Okay, the Mars rover, which was only supposed to work, I think, about 2 years, ended up dying yesterday, according to John Callis of NASA, the project manager. So the Mars rover, it dead. But I mean, 15 years of service and some incredible pictures. It was actually supposed to be a 90-day mission.
Yeah, and it lasted 15 years. I was reading that, and the pictures are like, it looks like the background of Star Wars.
Yeah, right?
Like where Luke Skywalker grew up.
Yeah, I want a car built by the same people who built this thing.
Why is it that the pictures on Mars are so clear and crisp, but when you get that video camera in front of the ATM, it's like all blurry and pixelated?
I don't know. But there you go. Well, it was a high-speed chase in the villages, breaking 3 to 4 miles per hour. No, I'm just kidding there. Little elderly jokes. No, but the thing was, the cops were chasing a guy through the golf course, Jesse Charles Webb, 29, Lake County. He is in jail now, facing, among other charges, fleeing and eluding police officers.
Oh, boy.
Shouldn't there be some golf course destruction charges as well?
Yeah, he has to go fix every divot.
Right? It all began at 9:25 a.m. when Lady Lake police were called to... How would you like to be part of the Lady Lake Police Department?
That'd be awesome.
Lady Lake Police.
We have new wallpaper.
Yeah, can you imagine when they have to stop somebody? Lady Lake Police! Freeze!
Lady Lake? No way!
Sorry. Anyway, they were called to assist paramedics who claimed a homeless man was being treated there on the golf course. He said he was...
What?
They were treating him because he was fearful that people were eating his brains. Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Police arrived at the Orange Blossom Hills golf course and then he jumped in a community watch vehicle and they gave chase on the golf course. Can you imagine the golf course keeper, Bill Murray? Oh, no. Can you imagine destroying the golf course with their police cars?
Oh, yeah. That's flying crazy. All over the place.
I have a heart attack. Suspect finally crashed and fled on foot. Two officers chased him down. Lady Lake Police!
No.
Jeez. All right, let's bring him on. It's been quite an eventful week here with the possibility of a shutdown and everything else that went on and the border wall and blah, blah, blah. Welcome to the show, an exclusive on Sunny and the Rick Stacy Morning Show. It's President Trump. Good morning.
Good morning, Stacy, Jill, smoke signals. Oh, wait, that nickname's already taken by Senator Elizabeth Warren.
That's right. Our famous non-American Indian, Senator Warren, has officially announced she's running for president in 2020. What do you think of that, sir?
Well, I will tell you, when Dances with DNA Tests first took to the podium at a rally, you could literally hear millions and millions of Americans dozing off. Okay? I hear she's tough to work with, too. Very cranky woman. Yeah, she threw a tomahawk at a staffer who took too long to get her a cup of coffee. Now, to be fair, Pocahontas actually took one more DNA test just to be sure. I don't know if you knew this, but as it turns out, she's 78% delusional. Believe me.
What about the other senator that launched her campaign over the weekend in snowy Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar?
Now, what a dopey thing to do. Hey, it's February in Minnesota. Why don't I have a rally outside? Yeah, it's 10 below and it's snowing. I just feel bad for the people who came out to that thing, all 12 of them. I haven't seen a woman covered in that much white powder since Tony Montana's wife in Scarface. Oh, and by the way, I'm in no way comparing her with the beautiful Michelle Pfeiffer.
We didn't think you were, sir.
Seriously, Senator Klondike Barr's face was so frozen out there. For a second, I thought she was Nancy Pelosi. No, really. Amy Clydesdale's quite the looker, guys. Frankly, she dresses like an Amish real estate agent.
So you have to admit, though, it's pretty unprecedented that right now 5 women are actively running for president of the United States.
But have you seen these women? Not exactly beauty pageant material, okay? But yeah, you have a point. And if just a few more throw their hats in, they'll have one hell of a softball team, believe me. No, seriously, all these women and a handsome guy like me. I mean, wow, this is truly going to be one of the skankiest seasons of The Bachelor ever.
Well, speaking of love and all that, today's Valentine's Day. Do you have any Valentine's Day traditions with the family?
Big traditions. You know, after a romantic dinner of quarter pounders and fries, if I'm lucky, Melania will say she's tired, goes to bed, and I get a few hours to binge watch some Netflix. It's going to be fantastic. But actually, the big tradition takes place over the weekend in Mar-a-Lago. Yep, Melania is going to wake up to a bed full of beautiful rose petals, breakfast in bed, and a morning of unbelievable pleasure. That I can tell you. She's going to love it.
I did not know you were so romantic, sir.
Oh, no, I'm not going. That's all being handled by Rodrigo, our pool boy down in Mar-a-Lago. He's Melania's expired work visa friend with benefits.
Well, it looks like a deal has been reached to avoid the shutdown of the government, sir, but just $1.375 billion for a border wall or 55 miles of border fence, to be clear. What do you think of that?
Look, $1.4 billion, such a drop in the bucket for our southern border. It's nothing. It's nothing. You can't even build a wall around the west wing of the White House with that, especially the way Melania would want to decorate, believe me.
Well, finally, Mr. President, we heard Harrison Ford recently slammed you during a climate conference in Dubai. He said it when it comes to climate change, you are on the wrong side of history. Any comments on that?
Look, I don't care what a washed-up actor thinks. Harrison Ford doesn't even know how to fly a plane right, okay? And I don't know if you knew this, but Harrison smokes a lot of pot. Yeah, he gets higher than Cheech and Chong. This conference he spoke at was in Dubai, but he thought it was pronounced Doobie.
All right, well, thanks for calling, Mr. President.
Later, Stacey. Oh, hey, Jill, call me. I've got some executive time carved out just for you.
The Rick Stacey Morning Show.